give me a few of your what was your major field at the University of Chicago?
I minored in German and majored in history and had a career in English.
What did you teach?
Editorial.
Now, could you give me social context? It means organizations, for instance, your church and other organizations that you that you believe have been significant in your
from my youth.
Well, especially now.
Well, I think really from my youth, the church.
And this is the.
Has had the most significant thing because. Well, if you belong to a church in a new locality, which was a little Protestant congregational church, everybody must work. Your mother teaches Sunday school class, and I was very fond of dramatics, and very soon was teaching a class myself. In fact, all the time I went to the University of Chicago. I was only a few years older than the high school boys I taught.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out to the suburbs, I first person that called on me said, "Oh, you get acquainted according to your church out here." And I was immediately a social chairman or something. Then in this little church over here, I've been here 32 years, and out of those, I taught Sunday school for 10 years, desiring to teach children of the age of my children and wanting to know how children of their association.
Is this a congregational church?
This is a union church.
What is, I'm not familiar with that.
Union church.
What is it?
A union church is every Protestant denomination except the Episcopalians started a church of their own. You see, the idea of the founder, and in fact it's the only church in the United States or community church sprung from no denomination. There are community churches in Winnetka and different places, but the Presbyterians have started it. But this, the man who started the community had an idea that a church would divide his enterprise. And so he had one church.
I see. Then the Episcopalian church then is a more recent.
That started about 6 or 7 years after the town, which was natural because you see Kenilworth was patterned after a little village in Kenilworth, England, and the founder, Joseph Sears, took a trip to England, and he was so enamored of the Warwickshire countryside that he decided when he returned that he would find a place near Chicago for his five or six children that would give them the advantages of the city and the advantages of the country. And he lived in a wealthy section. He was a neighbor of Marshall Fields, just a few doors from them on Prairie Avenue. And so he patterned it with its lovely winding streets, and the town was called Kenilworth, and Sir Walter Scott's book